Tragedy in Bangladesh prompts a Christian response. Recent violence may affect a conference for pastors in North India. And Christians hand out love in a box this Thanksgiving. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The death toll continues to rise as the nation of Bangladesh deals with the aftermath of a powerful cyclone. Becky Carlson with Mission Network News filed this report.
The cyclone that hit late last week resulted in the swamping of whole islands and took out trees, utility poles, and houses. Vincent Edwards of World Vision Bangladesh says a lot of flimsy huts have been flattened.
The damage to houses that are made out of mud and bamboo have been anywhere from 40% to 50% of the houses in the area being damaged.
Relief workers are struggling to get help to the hard-hit areas. Edwards, along with other humanitarian aid groups, will help where they can. They also pray that those who have been affected will be more open to the gospel message shared by Christian relief agencies. Becky Carlson for Mission Network News.
Next, a resurgence of militant activity in Jammu and Kashmir states has India on high alert. Within the last 2 weeks, there have been several major clashes between rebel forces and the government. Some authorities have blamed the spike on the crisis in neighboring Pakistan. The violence is causing great concern for the Global Advance team, too. David Shibley explains.
Our upcoming conference in Jammu, of course, is jeopardized by the potential of violence in that area. This is one of the most volatile areas in the entire world, but northern India is also home to the largest cluster of unreached peoples.
Despite encouraging church growth in India, the North remains resistant.
We need to pray that God's grace, His favor, His protection, and a loving, holy boldness would come on these pastors for this tremendous time of harvest and opportunity.
You're listening to Mission Network News. They're affecting communities around the world for good health, but also for Jesus Christ. Dr. Brad Quist is representing a team from HCJB Global Hands that's now ministering in Mexico. He says severe flooding inundated the Tabasco state earlier this month, and Samaritan's Purse asked if this 8-member team would commit to 2 weeks of providing physical and spiritual care to the victims. The team from Ecuador includes 4 medical doctors, and the others are sharing Christ's love by targeting women and children. Meanwhile, the Logos Hope, Operation Mobilization's newest vessel, is on its way to Kiel, Germany for a final outfitting before being launched into service. The ship is expected to arrive in port this coming Saturday. This last project stop is expected to take 6 months and covers the last of the finish work. Once launched, Logos Hope will transport vital gospel literature resources, aid supplies, and an all-volunteer crew committed to serving port communities around the world. Pray for the crew as they work to make a real difference in people's lives. And Here's Life Inner City has spent 2 decades sharing the celebration and gratitude of God's bounty with the poor at Thanksgiving in the United States. Here's Life's Ted Gandy says their teams assembled thousands of boxes of donated food across 15 cities.
A box of love, of course, is intended to go to a family where they can celebrate Thanksgiving in the sanctity of their home. It's not provided at a soup kitchen or anything like that. It'll have a turkey, stuffing, vegetables, fruit, juice, desserts. It'll have everything they need for that meal, as well as a wonderful piece that communicates the gospel very, very well.
This year, the Boxes of Love includes a book of hope, a pictorial harmony of the gospel. Gandy says the love of Christ is transformational.
And that's what the Box of Love campaign is all about, to connect with people that have real needs and say to them, we're here to help you break the cycle of poverty, to connect with you beyond Thanksgiving to the rest of the year where we can provide some things and help you grow spiritually.
There's still time to get involved. Go to our website to find out how. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.